KFI AM 644, stimulating talk radio, the John and Ken Show.
This is the place.
John Cobalt and Ken Chiampou. It is 6:07. For those of you who were on the beach last weekend and you saw a plane flying by pulling a banner of an aborted fetus, we're going to talk to the guy behind that particular commercial message, Greg Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethical Reform. We had Greg on last year. His gimmick last year was driving around in a big truck with billboards on the side of the truck showing off the aborted fetus. And this year you get it at the beach. The Santa Monica Beach was one of the sites.
Now, we already got a couple of emails because I sent this out in an email yesterday that we were going to talk about this, and we're both going to read one to you. I'll read you one. John and Ken, I happened to be at the beach in Corona Del Mar on Sunday when there was a message plane that flew by with a 10-week fetus abortion picture on the banner. Every parent in the vicinity was trying to distract their little ones to keep from seeing this disturbing picture. It was totally gross. I find it totally disturbing that someone would think that this kind of propaganda is something that's appropriate, especially in a family setting, as an afternoon at the beach. I only heard one kid ask what it was, and if that would have been my kid, I have no explanation as to how I would have reacted. Whoever's responsible for these ads is completely irresponsible in their method of doing this. When you get them on the air, bash them. Get them. Do not let them get a word in. Please, people like this should not have a right to have a voice if they're going to do something so vulgar.
You know what's funny is one of the, there's a kid from Lancaster, a kid named David Nelson. He thought the banner was advertising for an abortion provider.
Well, that was a teenage kid, right?
Yeah, David, 19. He goes, I think it's stupid. It's like, call this number and get an abortion. Talk about that's, missing the point.
That's really a backwards way.
One of those Lancaster kids. Here's another email.
This guy was at Tahini Beach.
Oh, yeah. This guy's Tom from Laguna Niguel. He goes, I think the planes flying the banners with the abortion messages are disgusting and totally uncalled for. These banners should not be allowed to be displayed in places such as the beaches and parks of Southern California. These people are obvious fanatics and couldn't care less how they affect the children of Southern California, who should not have to see, listen, or read this adult topic in their early growing and supposedly innocent years. I was with my family at Doheny Beach on Sunday. My just-learning-to-read 6-year-old who noticed, how could you not notice the loud old plane dragging these hard pictures? My son attempted to read their unacceptable method of presenting their messages out loud. This is not something a 6-year-old should be seeking or asking questions about.
They want to gather enough money to regularly fly banners over Dodger and Angel games, local college campuses anywhere where there's a large assemblage of people. So now let's talk to Greg Cunningham, the executive director of the Center for Bioethical Reform.
Greg, you're not making any friends.
Well, we're not trying to win a popularity contest, John and Ken, but I appreciate your willingness to have me on again. We're still operating the trucks you described at the top of this segment. But let me say that 4,000 abortions a day are being performed in the United States, one of every four of those occurring in California, and the bulk of those in Southern California. So while your email correspondents were at the beach this Saturday, about 1,000 babies were being tortured to death in local abortion clinics, and lots of people in Southern California are complicit in the deaths of lots of those babies. And all of this hysteria about children verges on the comedic because parents routinely every day in Southern California take small children to supermarkets whose checkout stands have magazine racks festooned with color photographs on the covers of news magazines depicting airliners exploding into skyscrapers and ethnic Albanians butchering Serbians and vice versa, and Israelis slaughtering Palestinians and vice versa. And what's interesting is you don't hear this hue and cry. You don't hear this hysteria among parents whose children are seeing those kinds of images, I would argue, because very few Southern Californians were.
Well, let me counter that for a second. I think people know when they go into a certain environment that there might be an objectionable message or photograph. You're not expecting that lying on the beach, and you're certainly not expecting to see a bloody fetus. I don't think Time and Newsweek puts you know, bloodied Albanians or bloodied Palestinians on the cover. I've seen those pictures on the inside, but I don't recall them on the cover.
Well, you'd actually be wrong, and I'd be glad to email you attachments of the covers of news journals. In fact, I can think very specifically of a something I've got lying on my desk here, a Los Angeles Times front page above the fold.
Oh, I'll grant you that. The Times does run that stuff on the front page.
Three columns wide, thousands of vending machine locations all over Southern California, right in the faces of little kids, ugly, hideous, dead bodies, people who have been mutilated, there's blood.
Well, I would
everywhere.
Argue, Greg, that kids don't really pay attention to news racks. They do look up in the air at a plane. It's kind of interesting to be on the beach and see the plane. You hear the noise.
You see a bloody little baby up there.
When a picture of an airliner exploding into a skyscraper is 10 inches away from a child's face going through a checkout line in a supermarket, you need to know that the U.S. Department of Health has opened a toll-free line to counsel parents whose children have been traumatized by these terrible images that have been broadcast and published at saturation level over and over again.
So where's the toll-free number to help those who've been devastated by your banners?
Well, we actually have a number on the banner, and if you call it, there is a toll-free number. And here's the bottom line.
And you can get, like, psychiatric counseling for your kids if they're traumatized?
Yeah, in fact, you can get psychiatric counseling. If you call the 800 number that's offered, you can get psychiatric counseling for people who have had abortions, for people who are contemplating abortion. You get counseling of all kinds.
But not for the kids who are traumatized by your bloody banner.
It's a bogus argument, John and Ken. It's totally disingenuous.
Wait a second. It's not a bogus argument. These are the true feelings of people who were at the beach. They saw your banner. And they freaked out because they didn't want their kids seeing it.
You
it's not a bogus argument
out.
To them.
You know why they freaked out? They freaked out because very few Southern Californians have been complicit in the deaths of anybody who was killed at the World Trade Center or being killed in the Middle East or being killed in the former Yugoslavia.
You think they're upset because they...
Please let me finish. You know, please let me answer the question. Huge numbers have been complicit in the deaths of unborn children or complacent in the face of this, and they feel guilt about this, and they feel shame about this, and they don't want that guilt and shame amplified by being forced to look at these pictures, because people are coping with abortion through denial. They deny it's a baby. They deny it's an act of violence. They want to believe it's a blob of tissue. They want to believe it's the lesser of two evils. We can't stop the killing, but we can stop the pretending.
Do you think you change any minds by doing this?
We know we do. We get emails.
How do you know you
time.
Do?
We get emails all the time.
We get emails all the time, too. But that doesn't mean anything.
I'm having a real hard time answering your questions, and you guys are normally pretty fair about asking questions and then allowing them to be answered. We get emails from people who say their minds were changed. Some of them were pregnant women. Some of them were on their way to abortion clinics. And every time we put these signs out, somebody sees the sign and at some future time changes their mind about the disposition of a crisis pregnancy. So we have to decide, do we care more about the feelings of born children or the lives of unborn children? And we, frankly, think lives trump feelings.
Well, how many calls did you get over the weekend from this number you had on the banner?
Scores of calls, and they typically run about 20 to 1, angry to supportive.
20 to 1, so
they're mostly
most people
angry.
Are angry.
They're mostly angry, and
but if you get a handful of calls from women who say that seeing the sign or the publicity about the sign changed their mind, then it's worth it for you.
If we save one baby's life as a result of this, it's worth it for us because we believe lives trump feelings, and the history of social reform is that the culture never wants to know more about injustice in which it is itself complicit. People always want to slay the messenger. They always get angry when you get in their face with incontrovertible evidence that they're guilty of complicity or complacency in injustice. And that's what these pictures prove.
Now, I see in the article that you say that you paid abortion clinics to take these pictures.
That's exactly where we got them.
That seems a little hypocritical of you. Why would you pay abortion clinics to give you pictures?
Where else are we supposed to get them?
I don't know. I thought that they were long in the files of some of your organizations. I didn't think there's a more current...
They had to come from some place initially, and that place is abortion clinics, and doctors who will kill babies for profit will often allow them to be photographed for profit, and we have the evidence. We probably have the largest archive of aborted baby photographs and broadcast quality video on the planet.
Now, you're going to be flying over Dodger and Angel games soon?
We're in the process of raising the money right now to buy our own airplanes, to begin building what amounts to a private air fleet, because we don't want to just get in people's faces with these pictures on the way to work every morning. We want to go 7 days a week. We don't want any large gathering of people.
Yeah, because I haven't heard about you guys in a year since you did the truck stuff. I mean, is this a stunt that you pull once a year because that's all the money you have? Or
We are literally out 5 days a week with the trucks. We have trucks operating here. We've got them up in the Bay Area. We've got them in the Sacramento area. We have trucks operating now in Ohio.
Do they lose their effectiveness after a while?
I'm sorry?
Do they lose their effectiveness after a while? If you've been driving the same truck every day for a year, does it start to blend in?
The phone calls and the email traffic we get suggest just the opposite.
Okay.
In fact, they suggest that people are becoming more aware of them, not less aware of them, because a buzz begins to be created as people sort of, at the water cooler at work, they hear people talking about this, and they're probably more aware in the sense of, you know, gosh, I haven't seen this yet, and there some at least are on the outlook for it.
We've got Greg Cunningham. He's the executive director of the Center for Bioethical Reform. He's the guy behind the aborted fetus banners that were being floated over the beaches this past weekend. And he's got the, you know, the trucks going around the area with the banners on the side, the billboards on the side of them. Let's go to Rob in Cheeto Hills. You're on the John and Ken Show on KFI, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're fine. Talk to Greg Cunningham here.
Greg, you're a doughhead, man. I mean, I can't imagine you thinking that this is going to turn people around. I mean, your execution is absolutely irresponsible and wrong.
Well, please let me say that it does not turn people around. You're absolutely correct. It utterly fails if the viewer lacks a functioning conscience. That's the condition precedent to conversion. If people are confused about who the baby is or confused about what abortion does,
these pictures
will turn them around if they have a functioning conscience. If they don't have a functioning conscience, images just bounce off.
All right, let Rob respond.
My wife saw your creepy billboard along with my 3-year-old child in the car. You know, I mean, if I saw you and I could have grabbed you out of your car, I would have done something to you, pal, because who are you to put me in a position to have to explain that to my child and show that grotesque? We monitor what she watches on TV. Now, what are we supposed to do, monitor what she looks at on the road?
I'm not surprised that somebody who supports violence against unborn children would support violence against people and threaten violence against people who are trying to protect unborn children.
You're just an opportunist. You're an opportunist trying to just take advantage of a situation. I don't know what you think you're doing, but it's definitely not getting my attention in regards to, I'm just going to stop me or change my mind. My wife thought it was disgusting, called your number. Ironically, there's no one there to answer the phone. She called a few times and left angry messages, so that's probably 3 of your 20 calls right there, pal.
It only works with people who have a functioning conscience, my friend.
What is on the phone number, Greg, when you call? Is it just an answering machine?
It's an answering machine with a message that says if you leave your number, you'll get a call back. Every single number that gets left gets called back. Sometimes the people we call back aren't there. We leave messages. Sometimes they don't call back.
And when you call back, you give him the shtick that you're giving us tonight.
Well, we give him whatever we think is appropriate to the comments or questions he's offering.
Let's go to Renee in Covina. You're on the John and Ken Show with Greg Cunningham. Go ahead.
Hi, Greg. You know, I have a right to choose what I want to choose for my own self. But to go and when I'm going to be at the beach and for my children and for people to have to see what you're doing is wrong. You can hand out pamphlets to adults. You can go and do advertisements. You can do whatever you want to do. But where you're going to have children, they're going to be seeing this. Is morally wrong. I mean, to compare this to the Los Angeles Times or compare it to Newsweek or Time, we can hold our children and not let them see those things. But when we're at the beach, we have no way of stopping them.
Throw a towel over them.
You know, this is an old story. During the civil rights movement, you could not turn the television set on without seeing pictures of African Americans being beaten nearly to death by thuggish police.
That's life. You know what? That's life. We have wars. We have people being blown up in towers. But our children do not need to see aborted fetuses.
That's not part of life, too, though?
It is part of life, but our children don't need to see that.
Democracy,
I mean,
hinges on good journalism, and journalism today is covering up, suppressing the evidence. They will not allow these pictures.
We need to teach our children morals and standards, but that's up to the parents to teach them, not you.
Let me explain that we have one, Ken and John, I'd like to get a word in edgewise here. We have one First Amendment in this country. We don't have two First Amendments, one that's very permissive for the expression of liberal points of view by the press, and another that's very restrictive for that prohibits the expression of conservative points of view. We don't play that game. We don't accept that proposition. There is one First Amendment, and if Time and Newsweek can get in your children's faces with pictures of airliners exploding into skyscrapers, we can certainly put an aborted baby picture on the side of a truck.
So you're going to compare this to what happened to New York to what this is?
No, he thinks it's worse.
It's not comparable because there are more babies being killed every day in this country than all of the people who died in the World Trade Center attacks. And it wasn't Osama bin Laden who's killing our children. We're killing our children.
You know what? But a woman has a right to choose no matter what.
And we're trying to change that law, and that's what America is about. And we're changing the law. We're changing the law.
There are too many women who still have the right, and are going to keep that right.
Greg, hang on a second. Renee, does it bother you that 4,000 fetuses are killed every day?
To be honest, it bothers me a little bit. But it's still a woman's right to choose.
It doesn't bother you as much as your day at the beach, does it? People who are killing
children
and tolerating the killing of children.
They're going to see this, and then they have to ask mommy and daddy, and it's not right for mommy and daddy.
All right, Renee, got to go. Thanks very much for coming on. Greg, hang on the line, all right? We'll take more calls.
It's always bothering you that woman's right to choose. That cliche sort of reduces it like she's choosing between dresses to wear.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, yeah, you have to face it that you are killing.
There's another life involved here besides your own.
You're killing those fetuses. Greg Cunningham with the Center for Bioethical Reform. He's the guy behind those bloody fetus banners that were floating over the beach, pulled by an airplane
Southern
over the weekend.
California, certainly around Santa Monica. A number of our listeners saw it, and there's a toll-free number on it to call, and they will get back to everybody that calls. We'll take more calls for Greg Cunningham, for the director of the Center for Bioethical Reform, 1-800-520-1KFI from Orange County and everywhere. And from L.A. County, we're at 520-1KFI.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. There was a plane, and it was dragging a banner of a bloody aborted fetus.
A 10-week-old fetus. Photographs, and apparently a lot of people outraged.
And
children at the beach.
Greg Cunningham is with us. He's executive director, Center for Bioethical Reform. Last year, he introduced the rolling aborted fetus billboard on the sides of a big truck. Those are still out. And this year, he's added the airplane dragging the banner, and he's hoping to raise enough money so he'd have his own fleet of planes so you could see these in the skies every day. He's hoping to target Dodger and Angel baseball games. Although, Greg, does the FAA still have a no-fly zone over stadiums? Maybe you might not be able to get near the Dodger game.
John and Ken, we're not just idiots. We're idiots with airplanes, but we do comply with FAA regulations, and when we're in positive control or, you know, whatever the regulation happens to be, we'll be complying with it. When we're allowed to regain access to stadiums, we'll be doing that. But the real question I think that I would like to pose is, if abortion is such a noble choice, why do pictures of it make pro-aborts so angry?
You haven't gotten an answer yet.
Have not gotten an answer yet. People try to change the subject and disingenuously argue all of this bogus hysteria about children who are already being bombarded with all kinds of shocking.
Well, I'm waiting to hear somebody say that they're not bothered by the 4,000 kids who die every day.
Well, they're not as bothered by that as they are bothered about their day at the beach, because we're a beach culture here, and we're a car culture here. And when you disturb people's cool during their commute and sort of upset their karma at the beach, people have become so obsessively preoccupied with self that they literally care more about their cool at the beach than they do about the slaughter that's taking place.
Isn't
all
there
around.
A concern that this could backfire on you? Either you desensitize people or you get them so angry they shut down your message completely, not even want to hear from you or what your message is.
We've done a sophisticated study of the history of social reform going all the way back to the abolition of child labor, and every single successful campaign of social reform in this country going back 200 years, has involved activists using horrifying pictures to shock the conscience of the culture, confronting that society. People never want to see these images because people are invariably either complicit in the injustice or they're complacent about the injustice. They don't want to know more than they know about the injustice because they don't want to feel more guilty than they feel. We're not trying to win a popularity contest here. We don't care what people think of us. We care what they think of abortion.
Well, the one goal you talked about, which would be the minimal goal, I guess, is if you could get one, you could save one child, one baby from being aborted. But I guess your larger goal would be you'd like enough people to turn on their elected officials and change all the laws on abortion.
Exactly, because in a representative democracy, you don't change public policy until you've changed public opinion, and you do that one person at a time. And we are trying to unsettle people's thinking about abortion. We're trying to change their understanding of the facts.
So the people who call it angry, you're happy. You want them to be angry.
Well,
you
yes,
want
them
to be
angry,
disturbed by this.
But what's bizarre is they are angrier at us for showing the babies than they are at the doctors for killing the babies. And my message to them is when Planned Parenthood stops killing these babies, we'll stop showing them.
All right, let's get some more calls in here. Christy on the 10, you're on with Greg Cunningham on KFI. Go ahead.
Hi, Greg. I am one of those people who absolutely do care about the 4,000 children that are killed every day. And I am definitely a pro-life supporter and have been involved in many, many different pro-life movements and have done quite a few things in that area. But I really have a hard time with, and I agree with, you know, people don't want their Sunday afternoon spoiled at the beach, but there's a different ways of presenting this. And doing the flying over thing and the truck thing, it creates a fanatical view, and people think of pro-life people as a fanatical group that is just absolutely crazy, and I feel like it's giving the wrong message. And I mean, I'm definitely supportive of the work that you do. I just think that the delivery is a little difficult for most people to deal with, and I know that you're not looking for it to be easy, but I have a big issue with it presented in that way.
Part of the problem with that point of view is that it contradicts the entire history of social reform, and most pro-life activists today don't have any concept of the history of social reform, so they don't realize that social reformers are never, ever liked. They are always unpopular because they are always confronting a culture that doesn't want to know more about injustice for which they bear some responsibility. So this idea that we can be liked and be effective is a fool's errand. It has never happened before. And covering up the horror of abortion is not an effective way of convincing people that abortion represents an evil that should be unlawful.
Now, Terry in West Los Angeles, you're on the John and Ken show. You got Greg Cunningham. Talk to him. Or your dog, either one. Terry, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know what? I think what this guy did is absolutely fabulous. You know, it's a great opportunity. You tell your kids, this is what really happens. You can't disconnect sexuality and pregnancy. I mean, they just go hand in hand in the woman's right to choose, you know? You believe in that until you have kids.
That's true. I know a lot of women who have been absolutely pro-abortion in their 20s.
Because they had abortions and no kids.
And they have 40, you know, they're 40 years old now. They have three kids, and they either regret the abortions they had or they could never understand why anybody would do it. I think a lot of people change their minds as they get older, especially after they have children. You're right on that.
John and Ken, I got an email today, and I'll say this very quickly, from a lady who said that she was with her young child when she drove past one of these trucks. And she said to her young son that unfortunately there are people in the world who are mean and selfish, and they will hurt an unborn child in the womb, and because she loves her children, she would never allow that to happen. But her son needed to understand that there were mean, selfish people in the world, and they sometimes hurt one another, and that violence was wrong and love was good.
Melissa in Rialto, you're on the John and Ken show with Greg Cunningham. Go ahead. Melissa, your turn.
Oh, hey, I'm here. My cell phone's breaking up, and I think I might be losing you guys. But I am pro-life, and I don't agree with his methods at all. And I don't like the in-your-face stuff with kids. Your campaign is against the adults who are having the abortion. Five-year-olds, three-year-olds are not having an abortion. They should not be exposed to that.
You know, once again, there has never been a campaign of successful social reform in this country, whether it was the forcing of withdrawal of U.S. involvement.
All right. You can't give the same answer to three questions in a row here.
Right. But if the callers are making the same point or asking the same question, it's difficult to give a different answer to the same question. We keep coming back to this, and my point is you can't do successful social reform without making the injustice real. You've got to dramatize it. It has to be real to people.
No, but I think something I'm curious about, is your group even against, say, the morning after pill, which is now picking up some popularity in the United States?
We are against every means of killing an unborn child, and then the morning after pill is an abortifacient. It blocks the implantation of this embryo that has already been created. It comes down the fallopian tube, and it kills the embryo before the embryo can be implanted in the wall of the uterus. It's an abortifacient.
The point, though, that one of the callers made is that if you come across as a stereotypical anti-abortion kook, you're not achieving what you want to achieve. People will tune you out and not listen to you.
I don't care what they think of me.
But you want them to hear your message. You want them to react to your message in a way.
I'm showing them my message. I'm not talking to them. If they give me a glance, I'm going to put this picture in their head, and they're never going to get it out. And every time they hear the word abortion, that picture is going to go off like a bomb in their head. And when people go to the beach from now on after this past weekend, when they hear an airplane, some of them are going to be afraid to look up. But as they don't look up for fear of what they're liable to see, they're going to recall the image that they saw earlier in the summer, and all of a sudden, people's understanding of the facts begins to change, and then they're open, at least more open, if they have a functioning conscience, to discussing rationally, objectively, the implications of those facts.
All right, hang on. One more segment with Greg Cunningham, the executive director of the Center for Bioethical Reform. They are the ones that are responsible for the planes that flew over the beaches in Southern California this past weekend with banners with pictures of aborted fetuses.
John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, 650 here on KFI. We continue with Greg Cunningham, executive director of the Center for Bioethical Reform. The guy behind the aborted fetus banners flying over the beaches in Santa Monica over the weekend. 30 by 100 foot banner with the big 10-week-old bloody aborted fetus. He's the same guy who brought you the trucks last year. They're still around. Billboards on the sides of the big trucks with the bloody aborted fetus. Trying to shock people's consciences, and if you're not shocked, then you don't have a conscience, he says. Let's go to Catherine in downtown Los Angeles. You're on the John and Ken Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Your whole argument about the social reform over the years just does not fly with me. You know, we used to execute people in the square to deter people from crime, and we don't do that anymore. We're a far more sophisticated society, and, you know, I don't agree with the death penalty. Do you think I should take ads out on TV showing people being fried to death and, you know, injected? That's just not the way you go about things. Why don't you feel strongly enough about your argument you can get people to agree with you just by your argument? I don't understand why you need to be so radical about it.
Because you have a strong point. Because abortion is inexpressibly evil. Words fail us, the written, the spoken word. If you told the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith that they could inveigh against the Holocaust, but they couldn't show pictures of it, you would be called an anti-Semite, and rightly so. We've tried to get these pictures into magazines. We've tried to get them into newspapers. We've tried to buy ad time on television, and we've been turned down again and again. You obviously don't own or watch a television set or subscribe to or read magazines and newspapers.
But, Greg, can you actually convince somebody who doesn't think a 10-week-old fetus is a person?
We've done it, and we do it every single day.
I know you do, but, I mean, on a mass basis, basis where... if these people are predisposed to thinking, yeah, that's bloody, that's disgusting, that's horrible, but it's not a person, so what? What's your point?
The mass is nothing more than individuals who in the aggregate preponderate into a minority and then a majority. And let me take your point and concede for the sake of argument the potential that you're right, the potential that the conscience of the culture is so seared that adults are beyond redemption. Society's become so depraved that no amount of evidence that abortion is an act of violence which kills a baby will suffice to convert people. We're really going to be focusing this project this fall, and people better know this, on middle school and high school students who are having huge numbers of abortions without parental notice, without parental consent.
What are you going to do?
Frequently at public expense here in Southern California and in Northern California, up in the Central Valley.
What are you going to do to take the message to middle schools and high schools?
We are going to be taking these pictures, and we're going to be displaying them outside of middle schools and high schools because people in that age range are still intellectually honest. They are still in the process by which they are formulating their point of view on abortion, and Planned Parenthood is able to get into the classroom and propagandize these students.
Well, that's going to be exciting when you bring the bloody aborted fetus photos to the local middle school.
And that's exactly what we're going to be doing because Planned Parenthood has the privilege of going inside schools to propagandize students, and we're going to be rebutting that point of view on the public sidewalk where we have a First Amendment right to be because these kids are very much up for grabs. They are intellectually honest. They don't have the ability to rationalize.
Well, it's the high school kids, especially in the poor sections, who have a preponderance of the abortions.
Well, it's not merely that. It's one-fourth of all abortions are being performed on teenagers, and in the state of California, those abortions can be performed at public expense, behind parents' backs, no parental notice, no parental consent. Planned Parenthood is taking public money and going into the schools, lying to students about abortion. We're going to rebut those lies.
All right, Greg, got to go because we're out of time. Thank you for coming on. We'll have you on again. Greg Cunningham, the executive director for the Center for Bioethical Reform, bringing the bloody aborted fetus banners to your local school soon. Phil Hendry's next. See you tomorrow. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.